It's the 19th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The stabbing of a Bedford man last August has resulted in the life imprisonment of his attacker. 52-year-old Federico Serini will be forced to serve a minimum of 14 years behind bars for the fatal stabbing of 26-year-old Cameron Campbell. The incident occurred at a Palgrave Road address in Bedford, where Serini claims he was protecting an ex-partner from Campbell. The wound that Mr. Campbell received from the 8-inch blade was described as excessive. Mr. Serini attempted to hide any evidence of his involvement. Detective Inspector and Lead Investigator Richard Scott commented, "Once you arm yourself with a blade, there will be damning consequences that will ruin lives." The bodies of two women canoeists pulled from the River Great Ouse on Sunday at the Weir Embankment in Kempston's Water End will not be treated by investigators as suspicious deaths. DI Matt Inwood of Beds Police said, "We are engaging with our partners to ensure safeguards are put in place for this part of the river." Luke Flanagan will receive almost 6 years in jail for causing the deaths of Emma van der Averoid and her daughter Kiana. His van collided with a car on the A421 when traffic came to a halt. The 28-year-old Flanagan had days earlier taken cocaine and was distracted while driving with a TikTok video. The van driver attempted to extract the occupants from their ignited vehicle but was unsuccessful. Mr. Flanagan will be prevented from driving for almost 5 years. All libraries in Bedford are offering free creative activities for children to celebrate the upcoming coronation of King Charles III. The craft programme will run between the 29th of April until the 7th of May. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.